to have heard us, especially those who may be unrepentant. Jesus teaches the disciples in today's gospel about what to do when a disciple hurts the community. He teaches that the first steps are to talk with the offender and try to welcome them back into the community. However, there are situations where people will not be repentant and turn from their hurtful ways. In these situations, Jesus teaches the disciples that they are to treat this person as if they were a tax collector or a Gentile, which at first may seem like he's advocating for excluding these people from the community. However, this exclusion is, one, the offender's choice, and two, meant to be temporary and remedial, so that one day they may turn back to God and the community. And when we look at the examples of how Jesus treated tax collectors and Gentiles, we see him eating with them, teaching them, and healing them. Jesus is not saying to exclude or shun others. He's teaching us to pray for them as a community, in unity and hope of one day welcoming them back with mercy and love. So what does this mean for the people in our lives who have hurt us deeply and refuse to see it? First, I want to say that it is okay and needed to sometimes keep a distance from people who continually hurt us and refuse to change. God is not asking us to keep ourselves in unsafe situations, yet we can still work on forgiving them as part of our healing. We do not and cannot control another person's words or actions, but we can choose how we respond to them. Compassion allows us to love them, empathize with their hurt and pain, and acknowledge their personal experiences, even when we don't agree with them. And setting good boundaries allows us to take care of ourselves in the process. Forgiveness is an opportunity for us to do the hard work of healing from what has hurt us. I have experienced times in which, for a long time, I have been waiting for an apology or an acknowledgement of the hurt another has caused me in order to forgive them. But it never came, and it likely never will. When I learned that their repentance is part of their forgiveness journey, not mine, I felt so much freer and lighter. I can still choose to forgive them. I can release that desire for an apology and take a step to move forward instead of being stuck in the hurts that I refuse to let go of. I have the freedom to make the choice to forgive instead of relying on someone else's words or actions, which I cannot control, to decide it for me. Forgiveness is both a decision and a process. The decision happens in a moment, but the process takes time and may keep coming back up in new ways that are opportunities for further forgiveness and healing. When we choose to forgive and journey on the path of forgiveness, we are saying that this hurt stops with me. I will not pass it on to others. In the Book of Forgiving, Archbishop Desmond Tutu and his daughter Mpho Tutu, both Anglican priests in South Africa, write about how forgiveness as a process takes four steps. First, we tell the story with someone who can listen well. This allows us to remember our dignity after we've been harmed. We're able to start understanding what happened. We begin to look for what God might be giving or revealing to us through this experience. Second, we name the hurt. We share what the impact of the situation is on us, including any feelings that arise. Third, we make the choice to forgive. This choice comes from the recognition of our shared humanity, in which we begin telling a new story as victor instead of victim, and looking for growth opportunities in it. And fourth, we choose to renew or release the relationship. Reconciliation is not a requirement of forgiveness. Sometimes we need to let the relationship go, and other times we do want to try to reconcile with a person. If we're not in a place for whatever reason where we can work on forgiving yet, that's okay too. Perhaps there's resentment, fear, sense of righteousness, or not knowing where to start that holds us back from choosing to forgive. God is asking for our honesty, not our perfection. I've prayed many times, God, I want to forgive and I need your help. And sometimes before I can even pray that, I pray, God, I want to forgive, and I'm not ready yet. Please give me the strength, wisdom, grace, and perseverance to work towards choosing to forgive. I've also found that I need to forgive God at times. While I recognize that God did not cause something bad to happen, I have felt angry, frustrated, helpless, even betrayed at times. When a prayer wasn't answered in a way that I wanted it to be, or when something devastating happened, or something good did not happen. I have found that bringing it all with me to prayer has helped me to renew and strengthen my relationship with God. Because in prayer, I share what happened, I name the hurt, I choose to forgive, and decide in this case to renew the relationship. Forgiveness is an opportunity for healing. For me, some of the growth that I have experienced on my forgiveness journey has included deepening compassion for myself and others, setting better boundaries, strengthening my relationship with God, and letting others know that they are not alone on their healing journeys. For we are called to walk the journey of forgiveness together. Jesus reminds us in the gospel that he is Emmanuel, our companion God. When he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. So when we question, where is God in it all? We are reminded that God is right here with us, always moving, always loving, and always ready to forgive. That's what Ezekiel is talking about in today's first reading, that God is always ready to forgive those who turn back to God. Forgiveness does not rest on our own efforts, of working hard enough, of being strong enough, of just muscling through it to achieve it. No, it rests on us leaning into the gift of grace that Jesus freely and abundantly gives us and allowing it to flow through us. It only requires our cooperation. Forgiveness is a decision and a journey and a daily practice. If you don't already have a daily practice of forgiveness, I invite you to try an idea or two that I included in the bulletin, or to find something that speaks to you. It might be a daily examine, a loving kindness meditation, an act of kindness, or practicing self-compassion. Forgiveness is an opportunity for healing for each one of us. As Lisa Turkhurst writes, we can't change what we've experienced, but we can choose how the experiences change us. Amen. Could someone let the youth know that we're ready for them to come back? Thanks, Ralph.